Okay. Good vibes. Positive energy pumasok ka sa aking katawan. Anyways, this is our second episode.
Yes.
Parang ang hirap magbilang. Kala mo naman dami na episode. Pangalawa pa lang. Nag-isip pa.
Wait, first, mag-apologize muna tayo. We are so sorry na it took us like more than 2 weeks.
To... 2 weeks and 1 day.
2 weeks and 1 day for us to, ano, to follow with another episode. Kasi sabi nga, ano, nag-hiatus kasi kami. Kaka-umpisa pa lang.
We ended our season 1 last...
Oo. Season 2 na kasi last week. One episode per season pala.
Season break.
Season break. Gago.
Wala mo naman, tapos pilot pa lang yung una. Season 1 na yun.
May ang hirap kasi mag-edit. Kailangan ko mag-recover.
Medyo nakakatrauma, no? Parang, oh my God, ganito ako kapuyat sa work.
Ang daming tawa. Oy, in fairness, ang dami kong ano, ang dami naming feedback. Ang dami, ilan lang.
Mga dalawa.
Hindi naman, apat.
Mula sa listeners namin, 30.
Salamat sa ano, salamat sa feedback na sinend niyo sa amin, natutuwa kami. Na, ano,
bakit hindi natawa... ko alam yung feedback na yan?
Ay, hindi ko nila, hindi mo kasi chinecheck yung social media accounts natin eh. Ayun tayo.
Ay, ganun
eh.
Ba? Oo nga.
Nagme-message
okay,
kaya.
Sorry na.
Thank you sa mga nakinig. Yung iba nakinig pa sa mga TV nila. Nakakaloka.
Oo. Shout out sa mga kabatch namin dyan. Sila Luan.
Oo. O, di ba? May special mention. May special mention.
Big time ka, girl. Special mention. Shout out. I just wanna make a shout out.
Shout out ka namin, Ate Luan. Baka pwede mo ako mag-plug ulit. Charing!
Beto yung kaibigan namin from Pangasinan, si Lyndon. Ba, umaabot doon
yung podcast. Madami. Actually, yun. Hindi, thank you po.
Thank you po.
Thank you po. Kanila, Ate Lyn. Ganyan. O, diba? Thank you na.
We're only listeners.
Yun lang yung episode namin ngayon. Thank you lang kami.
Dahil mag-end na kami nga ng season 1.
This is a Thanksgiving episode. Medyo na-pressure kami, ha? Like, knowing na may makikinig pala talaga. Medyo na-pressure kami and coming up with another topic.
I know, parang where will we pick up from the first nonsense episode?
Parang, ano, diba? Yung tawa kasi namin na yon, mga sincere na tawa yun, kasi bangag na bangag kami nun. Eh ngayon, kakagising lang
kakagising
namin.
Kakagising naman namin ngayon. It's 6 p.m. at nag-record kami.
Yes.
Ayan. Anyway, so this is the second episode. Muli ako si Daryl.
Ay, parang feeling ko closing spiel na. Ba't may muli?
Bakit? Muli from the first episode.
Ah, so, okay.
Muli from the first episode. Ako si Daryl.
Ako naman si Charo Santos. Ito ang...
Sana kaisin mo.
Alam mo kaya. Ako si Kesh. Ayun. And this is...
Is this thing on?
The podcast.
Okay. Ayan. So, basically, ano ba yung clickbait topic natin? Is to answer the question of the decade.
Question of the decade ba yun?
Correct.
Lenny or Bongbong? Charing. Yung pala yun. Hindi. Hindi naman siya question of the decade. Pero ano siya? Favorite question siya sa mga fast talk conversation.
Tsaka sa mga inuman. Feeling ko sa lahat ng inuman natin, natatanong yan. Pag may bagong sumasama sa inuman.
Ay, hindi kasi ako umiinom. I can't relate. Sorry, I can't relate.
Kaloka. Mag-leave ka. I-cake nyo nga to. I-cancel nyo to, internet.
Hindi. Ayun nga.
It's a very difficult question to answer. No. Mas mahirap pa sa Miss Universe question. Ito ang tanong, Kesh.
Ano?
Lights on or lights off?
Ay, wow, taray. Ang hirap nga. Lights on or lights off?
Correct.
I believe... Lights off kasi ang taas-taas. Ang mahal-mahal na ng kuryente ngayon, day.
Oh my God. Huwag mong pabigatin yung tanong.
Lights on or lights off? Ikaw ba? Ikaw muna.
Okay, huwag mo ibalik sa akin yung tanong, ha? Ako yung nagtanong this time.
Ikaw, pag-iisipan ko nga muna kasi yung sagot.
Hoy, fast talk to, no? Walang, sabi mo kanina, ito yung tanong na
tinatanong si Tito sa mga boy, fast sorry, talk. Pag-desisyon.
O, mabilisan. Lights on, lights off.
Lights off. Oh, ayun. Lights off.
Ako tanongin mo, tatanong, sagot ako.
Ayoko. Ayaw mo sumagot, diba? Lights on or
lights off? Lights off. O, diba, mabilis.
Bakit?
Anong? Oh, hindi. Ako yung magtatanong. Don't put the... Don't do that.
Ang gulo mo kausap.
Hindi.
Bakit mo ka-banding? Ang gulo-gulo mo kausap. Sabi mo
hindi
tanongin
nga, pero kita. Bakit nga lights off ka?
Eh, ba't ba?
Meron na kasi, ano, actually, meron na palang gitna yan. Lights on, lights off, dim. May ganun eh.
Ay, may dim. May pa-dim na.
May pa-dim. Siyempre, Mars, karong lights off, parang wala ka naman nakikita masyado. Mahirap din yun.
Yun nga yung point eh.
Ah, okay. O, oh, sige, game. Ako, dim. Like, super
ah, ikaw
dim.
Dim.
Oo, kasi like, dim. Kailangan may makita
ayaw,
ako.
Ayoko kasi maitim ka. Pag dim, wala na rin talaga makikita nun.
Hindi, miss. Kailangan mo, kasi apparently, in this community, kailangan mo maghagilap ng kung ano-ano to make it happen. Hindi siya pwedeng do it agad kasi may hanapin ka. Uy, asan na yung ano, yung goma, ganyan.
Anong goma? Bakit nag-Chinese garter ba kayo?
Correct! So, hindi pwedeng off na off.
Ano oh ba yan? Second episode, napaka-explicit agad!
Anong explicit doon? Anong explicit?
Explicit! Parang last episode, pinag-uusapan pa lang natin na magbabible woman ako, tapos ngayon, biglang ganyan na. Hala! Maka-cancel tayo agad. Charing. O, sige okay, na game. Nga. Lights on or lights off? Lights off ako.
Okay. Kasi?
Nakakasilaw pag nakahiga ako. Practical lang tayo, Mars. Sakit kaya sa mata?
Kasi mataas na pala yung bilis, ay yung kuryente.
Oo nga, mataas na nga rin ang kuryente.
Magtipid.
So, magtipid tayo,
diba? Magtipid po tayo.
Basta nakaon ng aircon. Okay na ka doon. Char. Bakit, yun yung sagot ko kung bakit lights.
Chusera ka, don't fuck with me.
Ala, I'm not fucking you,
okay.
Sir.
Tala.
De. Lights off.
Ganyan na ba yung preference mo before?
De. Ang preference ko before ay lights off. Pero ngayon, kahit tanghaling tapa, charing!
Ano?
Pero ngayon ha, ngayon, okay lang.
Okay. Naalala ko kasi nung college tayo, gusto talaga natin ng lights off at dim. Pag pinag-uusapan ang ganitong topic.
Ayun, lights off kasi... Awan ko. Hindi. Actually, alam ko kung bakit lights off.
Eh, ba't hindi mo sinasabi?
Ito na nga kasi.
Kaya nga tayo nagpa-podcast, diba? O, ano na?
Ako, lights off dahil gusto ko kasi may thrill. So, dalaman tayo. Hanapin mo ako.
Pursue me.
Ano yun? Saan ako? Ganyan. Tagu-taguan. Hindi, ano, as a very insecure person. De, actually, yun kasi yun. Parang, I was very, very insecure with my body. So, I don't want the person seeing me. So, kaya yung kink ko ngayon, blindfold.
Hindi na pala lights off. So, pwede na palang lights on.
Oo, basta blindfold. Hindi. Ano, yun nga, sobrang ano, sobrang insecure ko sa body ko noon. Ngayon, medyo na lang. Meron pa rin, pero medyo na lang. I'm working my way through that. Pero before, I was very, very insecure. And also, as a person who has never gotten any proper sex education,
yeah,
I had this perception that my body was very, very flawed. When I say sex education, I mean not just sex education, like how the body works, how the body is, and how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, kasi the only, like for me, the only quote-unquote education that I got about, you know, that topic was from shady websites. Hindi na ako magbabanggit. Hindi na ako magbabanggit ang mga website. Basta mga website, website. Alam niya na yun. Ganun. Like, or mga, for example, hindi, kahit sa beauty standard, like, yung beauty standards ng society natin, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Mapuputing singit, mapuputing, ano, kilikili. True. Like, even the concept of the word sexy was meant na dapat you are like balikinitan, maputi. Oo, like that's how it really translates to before, ha?
Yeah.
But now we have already claimed the word sexy. But before, especially when I was like a teenager growing to, you know, my 19, my 20s, that still was my perception of things. Like, ano, because my body is not the same as the ones I've seen in, you know, if not social media and magazines and movies and billboards. Mm. I felt like my body was something that is, I was ashamed of my body. And that was just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. There were so many things that made me feel ashamed of my body. Mm-hmm. And it goes so deep. Like, even in religion, I was taught that. Not with, you know, the body image, but partly. So, the shame was very, it was very deep. It was part of my foundation, so to speak. So, I was very, very conscious about my figure. And ako, like, if people know me, and I'm pretty sure the people who are, you know, listening to this podcast know me personally. If not know me personally, know what I look like. I'm a big girl, you know. I'm a big woman. I'm in the big side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember growing up, I was the first one sa grupo namin, sa, like among friends. Entering adolescent years, I was the bigger girl. Like I entered puberty earlier than the others.
Yeah.
So I had the bigger front side, if you know what I mean. So...
Dineclare na natin tong sabihin. Explicit episode.
Oh, sige na nga, explicit kasi. So malaki nga boobs ko.
Front side,
but
front
that
side.
Has made me very, not just very, extremely conscious about what I look like and how I dress. Mm-hmm. And given na, di ba, religious pa kami noon, like conservative and everything. So I tried my best to cover up my body with as much clothes as possible. Kaya mm-hmm. if you look at my pictures nung like high school, mukha pa akong nanay. Mukha na akong nanay noon, hindi pa ako nanay.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi I would cover myself with so many things. Kasi I was ashamed of my body. Hindi din eh. Like, OA. Alam mo yung naka-jacket ka, naka-ano ka pa?
Naka-poncho
ka pa? Oo! Palagi ako may shawl noon. Kasi I was conscious about my arms, my everything, my boobs, my...
Sini ka pa nagsisleeveless?
Ay, oo. Like, sleeveless was out of the, ano, anything fitted. No. I was getting my wardrobe from my mom. And it was another problem kasi my mom is a small woman. I was big. So, hence the sobrang daming covering.
Yeah.
So, I was very, very conscious about my body. I was ashamed of my body for such a very long time. And I have had to unlearn it and the process was so long. And until now, I'm still unlearning it.
Were you mindful about that back then? Kasi nalala ko, pag pinag-uusapan natin to nung college, parang akala ko super surface level, lights on, lights off preference siya. At ganun ko siya sinasagot eh, like, what do you prefer? Sinasagot ko lang siya, like, lights off, ganyan. Pero it was only until very recently, as in recently, when you talked about this with me a couple of months ago, that, yun nga, parang it's been stemming on these kinds of issues. And little did I realize na I was also insecure about my body. Ako, like, feeling ko, pag nakabukas yung ilaw, eh, mawawala yung excitement sa kama. Explicit episode na to, di ba?
Ano sabihin mo sa upuan?
Tapos, di ba, pag nakikipag-eme ka sa, ano, sa... For example, sa grinder ganyan. Parang iniisip mo na...
Ano yun? Pag,
ano siya?
ano siya? Club na ano mamahilig siya? Sa coffee grinds.
Coffee grinds, exactly. So, club siya na mamahilig sa coffee grinds. Tapos usually you meet together, talk about coffee, drink coffee together, ganon. So, every time we drink coffee together. Isip ko na parang, okay, so we have to like kill the light so that hindi magkakaroon ng kitaan. Tapos andun lang yung the sense of touch.
Yeah.
Hanggang ganun lang yung mararamdaman. Ganyan. Walang visuals whatsoever. Yung dim, kaya dim siguro dahil yun nga may functional aspect to it. Pero it's the same thing eh.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, I did not realize na I was very insecure also about my body.
Yeah, I mean, ako nga, like my first experiences with, you know, doing the thing.
drinking coffee.
Baka malito yung mga listeners
natin. Ano ba itong iniinom nyo?
Bakit kailangan madilim?
Keep up, catch up.
Hindi. My first experience was I was very, yeah,
I
didn't want my partner seeing me, and I didn't want to see myself either because I felt like,
seeing
my body
yourself.
It was full of flabs, like skin moving everywhere and like, you know, dark spots everywhere. And I'm like, I felt like I was so ugly. And the only way they would want to do this with me, perhaps, was like if I shut down the lights and if they don't see me. Like, I couldn't imagine any other way.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, yeah, I don't want to be seen. Which is very strange. Because like that's the most intimate thing that you can do with a person. And you still do not want to be seen, right?
Yeah. Tapos parang na-normalize siya. Kasi pag sinasabi natin lights off, it's something taken lightly.
Or baka tayo lang yun. I mean, baka
as tayo
lang yung...
people.
Baka tayo lang yung merong mas malalim na reason.
Oo nga, baka gusto lang talaga naman ng iba na magtipid sa kuryente. Ayoko kita makita.
Para sa kanila setting the mood yun.
Oo nga. Diba?
Pero,
tapos, hindi, pag nanonood ng films, hindi siya naka-lights off.
Ng
adult. Imagine ko nga, bakit nga naman sila magla-lights off? Kasi kung magla-lights off, walang mapapanood yung viewers. Pero, pero yun nga yung narealize, parang, buti pa yung other people, they could do it in the daylight, in the...
Kasi they looked perfect, quote-unquote. Diba?
Oo, tapos parang super confident sila about
it. And the saddest, one of the saddest parts about that, kasi nga, for most people, if not some, I don't know, most di lang katulad ko na wala ngang proper sex education or like, ano man lang, orientation man on what the body actually looks like. Diba? Because it's never been really talked about, especially before. Like, you don't talk about what the private part looks like. The best you can get is like, yung anatomical picture sa mga, ano, but that doesn't show the actual private part from the outside.
Correct.
So,
and people did not just, like, not talk about it. When people did talk about it,
they were being shamed.
Oh, there were always like, you know, strict and negative messages about people's bodies, even women's bodies.
Most especially with women's bodies.
Yeah, most especially with women's bodies. And I think that's one of the reasons why like we're sad and deranged people, because it did something to like our emotional.
Yun nga, like, to my point, dahil hindi siya pinag-uusapan, so we have no idea na, oh, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like, what we only got was the pictures we see from the media, the videos, the sources that shouldn't be the actual sources, that where we learn from things. Na dapat maputi ang singit.
The shady webs.
Akala natin dapat maputi ang singit. Pero little did we know, normal lang pala na hindi.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Na may buhok ka sa kilikili.
Oo, normal lang yon. So parang, dahil, ang sad kasi, ang pinaka nakakatanggap ng ano na yan, ng standard na yon ay mga babae. Kasi kami, wala naman kaming pakik, I mean, sa pagkakaalam ko ha, wala naman usually may pakik kung maitim yung kilikili ng lalaki. Diba? Wala naman eh.
Oh.
Wala may pakik kung y'all got ashy elbows and knees. You don't moisturize and shit. Yeah, no, nobody really gives that much of before. Pero sa babae, kailangan yun yung standard. That has always been the standard. It's so ironic na as much as people have been preventing kids or young people to see what it actually looks like, yun din yung messaging na that sells the body. It has become like a commodity already. It sells. Diba? Yeah. Parang they use the female body to sell something. If you wanted to, alam mo yun, pumatok sa masa, put a body next to it. You always see that in billboards and other stuff. Like, it has to be sexualized and usually it's the body of the woman that's used. So, tapos, alam mo yun, so, wala ka nang wala ka nang real pictures of what the female body looks like. Tapos, ang bombarded ka pa ng mga nakikita mo sa billboards and shit. So, di ba? Where are you gonna get your, ano? Eh, tapos hindi nyo pa pinag-uusapan kasi it's next to taboo. Kasi if you talk about it, it's like, oh, ano ba yan? Ganun, di ba? So, ako, growing up, yun yung ano ko. Pero, that's in terms of like sex or, you know, the body. Pero sa face, isa rin yun. Kasi ako, sad girl kasi ako ng bata ako.
Nung bata kasi, lang.
Until now. Charing.
Hashtag hysterical laughter.
Hindi. So I have, on my face, I have the biggest insecurity. And it's funny kasi you have not known about this
until recently. Yeah.
That's how insecure I was about it. I never really talked about it.
Yeah.
I was very insecure about it. It was one of my like deepest, darkest secrets. Not really a secret because it's out like there. It can be seen.
What is it?
My face. No, it's my cleft lip. Because diba meron akong hiwa sa like sa upper lip ko to my nose. So, apparently for my friends, it's just like, they don't see it as something na standing out. Tama ba yung
term? Yeah, I did not, you know, I know you have a cleft lip, but it's not something to be, hoy, kasi sa cleft lip. Hindi naman siya,
really, you have to say it as like that? Gago ka!
Kasi, and I'm pushing your buttons. Hindi, I mean, yun nga, parang hindi ko nga siya na-realize until it was said.
I pointed it out.
Yeah, because for me, it's something that is normal about
you. Ikwento natin kung paano natin napag-usapan.
So, kaya kami nagkaroon ng ganitong topic kasi way back 2021.
Oo.
2021 ba yun? Tama, oo. Tama. Parang gumagawa kasi kami ng mga TikTok videos. Siyempre, ang daming mga, I mean, bashers.
Wait, hindi mo binibigay yung full context. Si Daryl kasi, mahilig siyang gumawa ng TikTok videos. Now, mostly, yung content niya ay very troll-friendly. Parang troll feed talaga. Parang, tontuwa ang mga trolls sa, ano niya, sa account niya. Kasi doon sila, lagi nila pinagpepestan. Ito naman si Daryl, as a Leo, happy na rin siya sa attention.
Gago.
Tapos, eh may isang time na gumawa kami ng TikTok video.
Together.
It was a very short. But, needless to say, na ano, na-offend sila or na-tick yung buttons, na-push yung buttons sila or whatever.
Ng mga trolls.
Ng mga trolls. Mm. Or they were just being trolls, I guess.
Yeah.
So, me, nilait-lait ako. Pero hindi lang ako linait. Linait yung, they know specifically what to point out. So, they were pointing out that I had a cleft lip. Tapos, inaasar nila ako ng ngongo, ganyan. Eh, si Daryl kasi, sanay naman na siya sa mga ganong, like, sa negative comments. Kasi, again,
I eat negative comments for breakfast. Charot lang.
He was used to it. Ako kasi, that was my first time. So, when I saw those comments, I couldn't, oh my God. I tried to not let it get to me, but it did because... Mm-hmm. Yun nga yung deepest, darkest insecurity ko.
And the reason why we talked about this is because I thought that it was, you know,
it was fun.
Parang normal troll comments, ganyan-ganyan. Yeah. Little have I known that it really hit you already.
Yeah.
And to the point
that... Months to recover from
it that. It was very concerning. Oo.
Kasi I couldn't take a selfie after that. wow.
I know.
Such impact. That's
how
she couldn't take a
selfie. That's how it hits us, eh.
Kasi alam ni Daryl na cam whore ako. So, oh my God, you can't take selfies anymore.
Ano sabi mo? Cam whore? Ano ba yan? Yung mga batang nakikinig.
Ay, sarina. Anyway. Ayun.
Cam whore.
Mahilig ako mag-take ng selfie. Na I don't think it's possible of the time. Pero, wait lang. Ayun nga. Kasi.
Hindi ka makapag-take ng selfie.
Ayun. Kasi, I was very, parang, bumalik lahat ng, ng insecurity ko sa face ko. I mean, dati sa body lang nag-highlight.
Mm.
Pero para siyang nakabaon na insecurity ko. Kasi nung bata ako, palaging nahahighlight.
Nahahighlight 'yon
ng mom ko. Sorry mama, I love you. I know you just meant the best for me and you didn't really know what you were doing, that it was harmful. It wasn't even highlighted in a negative way, pero parang meron siyang negative.
Paano ba niya hinahighlight?
Parang siyang backsided compliments. Ganun.
Mostly ano bang backsided compliment?
Kasi okay, magaling kasi ako magsalita. Nung bata ako. Englishera na ako nung bata ako. Parang ang laging sinasabi ng mama ko na, ayan, galingan mo mag-English para kahit sabi nila, ay kahit mukhang gongo, magaling mag-English. Parang gano'n. Alam mo yung maganda kahit mataba. Parang gano'n. So lagi yan, lagi ko naririnig yan. Kung hindi man lagi, I have heard it enough times for it to actually get into my brain. Na embed talaga siya na, okay, I have to, kasi it's seen, it can be seen. Like, they're not talking about it, but it's seen.
Yeah.
Pero like with other kids, parang siguro once or twice, parang bilang lang sa isang kamay ang times na inasar ako ng bata or ng kalaro ko about my cleft lip.
Uh-oh.
Yung asar na talaga ha, like,
yung motibong sirain ka.
Oo. Ayun, being kids. But natatandaan ko, nagsistem yung madami kong takot to makipaghalubilo, to have friends or to make friends before. Because of that, because I was like scared na they would see my lip.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, ugh, she ugly. Ganon.
Yeah.
Tapos, yes. Tapos, I remember there was this one time I transferred school and like one kid told me that I looked like a freak and so I automatically assumed it was because of maybe I just looked freaky. But of course, I automatically assumed it's because of my scar in my lip. So that also hit me. And then, yung o diba, bigla akong nalulunod ako sa memory lane. And wait lang. Nag-nostalgia ako. Ay, hindi nga to nostalgia. It's like, uncovering,
Kasi guys, therapy talaga to, promise.
Resurfacing the trauma.
Therapy session. Sorry.
Pero ayun, yung the backsided compliment. Ay, sorry, backsided. Backsided. Backhanded kasi.
Kaya natatang ko, ano ba yung backsided comp? Nasa back na nga, may side pa. Ano ba yun?
Backside is actually another term for puwet. I'm so sorry. Backhanded compliment.
Ah, pinag-uusapan natin yung bibig ha, hindi yung puwet.
So, ayun. What was I saying?
Backside.
Ayun, backhanded compliments. Backhanded. Parang yun yung lagi ko naririnig sa mom ko na, okay lang yan, kasi magaling ka mag-English kahit meron kang, ang term niya pa nga nun, pikas. Pikas kasi yung Bisaya.
Nung cleft lip.
Kahit meron kang pikas sa bibig, okay lang yan. So, ayun. Pero, andun pa rin yung fear. Madami pa actually, madami pang reasons kung bakit yun.
Yeah.
Well, for one, I always look in the mirror and I always see it. And I always compare my face to other faces. And I'm always asking, bakit ako lang ang may ganito? Bakit, like, I must be so ugly because I'm the only one who has this. Like, it's an imperfection. It's a flaw. And it's right in my face. Mm-hmm. And I hated it for such a very long time. I felt ugly because of it for a very, very long time. And so when the trolls on TikTok targeted that, oh my God. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Triggered so much.
How did they know? It triggered me so much. Kasi parang...
Yeah.
Ano eh, like I've never spoken about it. Andun yung fear ko na one day somebody's gonna come up to me and say, oh my God, that scar is ugly. Although I wouldn't, in reality, that's most likely not gonna happen naman because like people are not jerks like that. Pero it happened. So like it was my biggest fear.
Yeah. Damn trolls. Damn jerks.
Yeah. So. Parang,
I even downplayed it nga eh, nung when it happened.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, I think I mentioned this already, pero yun nga, I did not know that it really hit you that hard.
Kasi I never talked to you about it.
And you never did. Yeah, it was never raised.
Kasi I'm like afraid na once I bring it up to you, you'd be like, ay, oo nga, ang pangit ko nga.
Gago.
So I never dare bring it up. I never dare bring it up with anybody. Kasi what if they'd be like, oh shit, oh yeah, I noticed it. I noticed it now. Tapos natatandaan ko pa, ito pa, like, di ba nag-omegel ako at some point? I never do the omegel.
Beer ba yun?
Kapatid ng San Miguel. Yun, nag-omegel ako. Di ba may dalawang function kasi ang omegel? Pwede yung video chat.
Uh-oh.
With random people. Pwede din chat lang. Andun lang ako sa chat lang.
Hi, I never show my face. Level.
Kasi I'm very scared that once they see me, they'll be like, oh, she ugly, bye. The skip.
But that's what people do in omegel.
I know, but it hits me so hard. Skip, kasi feeling ko,
it's because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we really hated ourselves.
Ikaw ba? Ano ba yung insecurity mo?
Ako, Mars yung chan ko. Like, even up until now, subconsciously, the reason why I spend a huge chunk of my money is to solve
sure
that.
Sure ka ngayon chan mo?
Hindi lang yun. Siyempre, pati...
Maiba pa.
Wow, ha? Parang kanina, binigyan kita ng airtime para mag-enumerate. Ako, mega, enumeration number one pa lang.
Joke lang. O, ano-ano.
Ang dami. Siyempre, ang dami. Yung chan ko yung number one. Lalo na ang payat-payat kong tao.
Parang nag-comment ako, ayo nga, no?
Tangin na mukha. Tangin na mukha, ha? Na-trigger. Trinigger. Ah, ganito pala.
Ulo.
Kanina hindi ako nagsasalita.
And then, tapos?
Ganun nga. Payat ako, tapos malaki yung chan ko. Inisip ko, ganun na ba ako? Ano?
Eh, kasi ngayon yan, what if, ano, let's go back to your childhood. Meron ka bang insecurity? Let's go deeper.
Hindi ko lang kung kaya kong mag-remember ng ganung thoughts. Pero kasi, I remember... Whenever I see other people, flat yung chan nila. Tapos payat sila. Pag relatively thick person ka, oh my God, I think I realized. Parang I despised a lot of men because they were really sucky people. They were assholes. And it so happened na one thing I realized about them, ay malaki yung chan nila. Parang yung mga pulis na tamad. Oh my God, sorry, edit out. Alam mo yung ganun? Parang na-associate ko yung ganun. Yung lasinggero behavior, tamad behavior, ganun. Tapos malaki yung chan. Ganun, may ganun ang association. Oo. So parang, nagma-body shame na pala ako nung time na yun, no? Na-body shame ko na din yung sarili ko.
Ganun naman kasi yun, di ba? Sabi nila, you body shame because, oo, it's something that you see in yourself and you hate it. So you project it towards others.
Yeah, that's true. And that's how I processed information at that time. Napapaisip tuloy ako. Oh, ganun. That's how I think I processed information back then. To the point na hanggang ngayon, pag malaki chan mo, pangit ka, tapos, sa fucking
beer. Alam, nahiya naman ako kasi laki ng chan ko.
Nahiya din naman. Biglang, the body positivity episode.
Naging body shaming.
Haywire. Oo. Yun nga, parang, yun, alam naman natin na ang yung mga movies at yung mga shows na pinapanood natin, kahit nung bata pa tayo, and even the, tulad ng sabi mong shady websites that we refer to now, like, really project dominant societal ideals of beauty. And very recently lang natin, actually, curious ako dito, serious question, how did you arrive to that perspective of finally loving yourself, if not, or at least finally starting to love and accept yourself?
I think social media had, as ironic as it is, no? Kasi madami din tayo nakikita sa social media now na, alam mo yon, mga Instagrammable na, you know, bodies and ano.
Yeah.
Pero we are lucky now kasi, sabi ko, lucky yung Gen Z. Kasi ngayon, mas pinag-uusapan na ang body positivity, ang women empowerment. I think it started when I dive deeper into feminism.
Yeah.
Kasi feminism is about, you know, empowering yourself and loving yourself. Mm-hmm. Those are one of the things, right, that you learn from it. So when I started to go into that, that's also where I got and the avenues that I was able to go through, you know, communities who talk about these things for in social media. So what I did was I surrounded myself with those kinds of pages, groups. Yeah. I joined groups where they talk about that. And so in other words, when other people started to talk about it, you know, their own experiences, it helped to know na, number one, you're not alone. Number two, this is a very widespread thing.
Yeah.
That almost everybody, if not everybody, has issues with their body.
Yeah.
I learned that in, so, like, you know, in joining those communities. And number three, those things that we hate so much about our body are actually very, very normal. And we've been brainwashed. We've been programmed to think otherwise.
Yeah.
We've been programmed to think, no, that's not how your body's supposed to be. I mean, with our, even with just our complexion, right? Parang bata pa lang tayo, patalastas.
Even most especially. Yeah.
Patalastas pa lang. Diba? We were bombarded with commercials of skin lightening products.
Yeah.
That's what we were surrounded with before. So that's where I learned that, you know what? That's not what the real, like, it's simply a perception of, you know, how they make it look like. It looks like perfect, but it's all Photoshop. It's all manipulated, you know. The real life person is, they look like human, you know. They have saggy skin, they have bumps in their face, they have freckles, they have pimples, they have acne, they have stretch marks, cellulites, and the list goes on. And that just makes you human. Also, I've learned that you do not have to be beautiful to be loved. That perception, that's beautiful. Like, your stretch marks are beautiful. Your, like this, like that, are beautiful. No, it's not beautiful. It's human. It's simply human. And it doesn't have to be, quote-unquote, beautiful for you to accept it. Mm-hmm. It's me learning that I am just human. And I am pretty much like everybody else. I have, you know, we're all built different, but we're all the same. Na, you know, we have all these quote-unquote flaws. But they're not really flaws. They're not... Naririnig mo si Bibi?
Okay lang.
Kasi
okay
pag lang. Pag in-enhance to, maririnig.
Okay lang. It makes our podcast human.
I am so sorry. Yeah. Might get this throwing a tantrum from outside if just in case it's gonna be heard on the podcast. Pero may nag-alaga sa kanila. Anyway, ayun, I realized and it's not that easy, ha. It's not the road to body acceptance is not linear and alam mo yun, it just goes from this and then yun na. Okay, yes, na. Yes. No, I still have a lot of days where I hate my body, but I try not to, cause I'm like, I'm learning not to. I at least I have this voice in my head now. Hello, schizophrenic. Charing. At least I have this, you know, like another part of me is telling me that no, it's human. No, mm-hmm. Why would you hate your postpartum belly when you literally carried two humans inside that gave life. Yeah. You have your stretch marks because your body is so amazing. It had to stretch out for another life to form inside of it. And that's a proof of you carrying your strength of carrying those babies inside. So mm-hmm. Why in the world would you be ashamed of something that your body did that is so freaking amazing?
Amazing.
Right? Yeah. Like, so I'm learning that now what I try to do is I try to take care of myself. Parang along with the body acceptance and the body love
mm-hmm.
is learning also how to take care of myself or bettering myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if, let's say, because I tried working out, right now I kind of stopped, but with workout, my intention, my goal was to make myself stronger, you know, for my health to be better, not to lose weight. If losing weight comes with it, then sure, why not, right? That would be great. I would fit into clothes now. Thanks. Kasi, di ba, like, finding clothes here in the Philippines that are for plus size has been very difficult before. Ngayon, mas dumadami na ang mga nagbibigay ng options to have plus size clothes, which is very good. Pero, ayun, like, I just want to take care of my body now. I'm trying my best.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's very difficult. Pero we're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there. How about you? Have you already arrived?
Ako, I haven't. Actually, yun nga yung tatanong ko sa'yo eh. I haven't completely yet. Mm. As you said, it's not linear. And I was actually about to ask you that question na, eh ngayon, lights on, lights off ka pa din.
Regardless.
Siguro, yeah. Siguro yung sagot, kung may isasagot na ako ngayon, eh, di kung ano yung kung saan ka naabutan. parang I have come to a point where I wouldn't have to make sure na shit, hindi, kailangan off. Wala, dapat off. Ganun.
Oo, yung hindi ka na makaka-function or hindi ka na makakatuloy pagka naka-lights on.
Oo, na sobrang the entire time, eh, yun yung iniisip mo to the point na hindi na pleasurable yung experience for you.
Mm-mm.
I think parang nakapag-evolve naman ako into accepting such flaws. Not completely, like it's still there.
It's also realizing kasi that the flaws that we thought were flaws are not flaws.
Yes.
They are just...
To correct myself politically. Yeah.
Not really to correct. No, don't correct yourself politically. It's you have to say it kasi you have para maano siya. Yun yung kailangan kong
ma-embody.
Yeah. Kailangan ma-embed sa utak mo. You have to say it to yourself then. It's not being politically correct.
You're correct.
It's to unlearn and learn.
Yeah.
So yun na nga, guys.
So yun na nga.
Malami yung mga katawan
namin.
Ito na yung
therapy. Oo, sana mahalin natin yung mga katawan natin. Alam natin, it's a process. It's hard. It's super hard. Pero our bodies are amazing, guys.
We only have one body.
We only have one body.
And our bodies ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. Wala kang choice. Hindi. Ba't to sakit? Charot. Hindi.
Biglang sa ulo ka.
Yeah, have you learned anything?
Ayun. Isa rin pala sa mga reasons kung bakit I've learned to, I realize that I have to be kinder to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have dear friends who seem to hate their body so much. And I just see, I just see beauty. I like, your body's beautiful. Like, what are you talking about? And I, And I told them, I try my best to like remind them that no, you are not ugly. Your body is not ugly. Like,
so ginaslight mo sila.
Charat. Gago. Hindi. Charat it's lang. Telling them what I see. Yeah. Kasi I do see that. Like,
yeah. That's true. When you said that you were insecure about your cleft.
My clit? What?
I said cleft lip. Your clit. Oh my God. What a shorter way to say it. Your clip.
No, that's not what she said.
In the mukha. When I saw, when you raised that.
I'm not insecure about my clit, you asshole.
I did not even mention. I said,
should I be?
No. Oh my God, ang ino ka.
I'm gonna edit this out.
Ayun,
when I said
when,
I was...
When you said, when you raised that you had a cleft lip, and you said you were insecure about it, I was not just shocked, I was, you know, parang, what are you talking about? Maganda
hindi naman
ka
sa ini-invalidate mo, hindi ka lang talaga.
Ayaw kitang ma-invalidate. Valid yung feelings mo. Pero gusto kong i-remind ma-remind ka na you're actually beautiful.
But parang labas sa ilong? But parang hindi ako convinced? Pakiulit? But parang napipilitan ka?
Sige na nga, babasahin ko ulit yung script. You are beautiful. Hindi, actually,
pero wala akong binigay. Sabihin mo maganda ako. De.
At sabihin natin, di ba? Sa mga tao nakikinig ngayon, mas magandang ma-encourage natin yung iba. I'm not sure kung tama yung sasabihin ko. And ourselves too. That they are beautiful. They are human. And it's normal.
Yeah.
And it's normal.
Ayun! May na-uncover ako. We're just 4 minutes on the clock. May na-uncover ako kung why I thought that it was not good to like myself. Kasi
because
I was taught when I was
sin.
Kid, yeah, that vanity is a sin that you shouldn't be, alam mo, hindi mo dapat binubuhat yung sarili mo bako.
Ben, late
you should
pa natin na-realize. Pa-close na yung episode.
Ayun na eh, nakakaloka. Pero pwede natin yung isama sa ibang episode.
Mm-mm.
Pero ayun, I've learned to like myself because I, some days I have to force it. Just so that it would stick. Some days are bad
okay.
than others. Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
And that's okay.
Also, because I have a daughter and a son too. Mostly my daughter kasi we know that society is more cruel to
women.
To girls. I know, I have a daughter and I do not want to see her hating on herself. I want her to look in the mirror and see what I see, and that she is beautiful, that she is, you know, that there is nothing wrong with her, because there isn't. Even mm-hmm. society will tell her that there is.
Yeah.
I want to start it now, na lalaki siya, and she knows that, she knows, she will know, even during the bad days, where people will make her the ugliest, and there will be. I want her to have that core inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
Malamang core nga, di ba? Core ba outside? I want her to have that foundation in herself that she knows she is beautiful. It's not just the face value. I tell her every time I can, we have this affirmation where we say to each other, she repeats after me that I am strong, I am beautiful, I am kind, I am brave. And she does it. She does it. And you know what? Now, every time she looks in the mirror, she says, Mommy, I'm so beautiful. And I cry because I was like, I wish I had that when I was a kid. I wish I was able to look in the mirror and say,
I'm beautiful.
Beautiful. Because I never had that before when I was a kid. I would always look in the mirror before and I would say, I'm so ugly. And yeah. It scarred me. And it led me to decisions. Like, you know, self-esteem really wrecks you in another way. So now, it's funny because she tells me I'm beautiful. And it's so different coming from somebody else. Yeah. So different coming from a kid because you know they're so pure. Yung pala, may nanipula ko lang siya, no?
For me, mind conditioning.
To tell me.
Brainwashing.
No, she would tell me at random times during the day, like, "Mommy, you're so beautiful." And I'm like,
aww.
The first time she did that, I cried.
Gave her a treat.
Good girl. No, like I cried. It hit different.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my goal. And the reason why I also love myself is not just for myself, but for my child, for my children to see and to do that for themselves, mm-hmm. too, for them to learn how to love themselves too. When the whole world hates you, tells mm-hmm. you you're fucking ugly for reasons that you do not know. For ay malay natin pangit ka talaga. Charing.
Gago. Plot twist. How the tables.
Hindi, like
when the whole world. Gusto ko yung sinabi mong yun. Very tweetable, char.
When the whole world tells you you're ugly,
gaslight yourself.
And tell yourself that you're beautiful. Because we all are. I think yeah. all people are, regardless. Para sa akin, ang kapanghitan talaga nasa ugali. Sorry, sobrang overrated. No?
True.
Alam ko. Pero sa akin, kahit gano'ng kakaganda,
true yan.
Ang pangit ng ugali mo. Like, maganda ka man sa panlabas. Sobrang overrated noon, alam ko. Pero, nagre-radiate kasi yun sa'yo eh. Para true. Sa akin. So, ayun. Kaya Daryl, dahil maganda ang ugali mo. Charing!
Idaan mo na lang sa ugali. Charot. Oh my God. Parang wala tayong natutunan sa episode. Biglang gano'n. Yung conclusion. Tawa. Yung concluding remarks. Parang
nawala.
Parang wala natutunan. Nawala. There goes the principal. Ayun. Right out the window.
But anyway. Yeah. So, this has been a very great episode. In my opinion.
It has been.
I think.
We should publish it.
Yeah. I would have to edit it. And yeah, there are so many things that we still can talk about that, but unfortunately we don't got no time.
Therapy's yeah. expensive, bitches.
So we do it sure. here.
Thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah, thank you we hope now you would still like we would like this episode, and do let us know if you guys have any other ideas that you'd like us to talk about. We would love to hear from you. So yeah.
Nga pala, on a different note, please also follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Iba-iba yung usernames namin, but they are on the show notes. I'm sorry, the description of the episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can see our links there. Please follow us so we can get like updated. Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying our best to make it active. We're still getting the hang of it. Hello, nag-excuse. pero yeah, thank you din sa mga nag-follow na sobrang natutuwa kami.
Yeah.
And we hope to keep this up.
Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Ito yung second episode namin. Ako ulit si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
And this is
Is this thing on? The podcast.